Hi, my name is Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome back to Revival Today. We pray that this message bless you mightily. Thank you.
This is what God is trying to do with his people today, and especially in the time that we're living in today. You know, I want to talk to you about God's word, and his word today has changed my name. And the minister was preaching last week and was sharing about how the enemy just tries to hold us back. But I want to talk about how God had already said that he was going to change our name. So as I go into that, I'm going to have the elder go to the part with the names that I want to mention. And he's going to share this. And I just want to start off with this, because God wants us all to be aware of this, is that his word says that we were going to be what? A new creature in him. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, that's the word of God. Old things pass away, and all the other stuff is gone. This is the word of God. Someone say, it's gone. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior into your life, he had taken away the things that you used to be identified with. Even your name. In the Bible, it shows that God took and changed the names of different individuals. And I want to start with that as we get ready for the word of God. He's going to read the names that were changed. God had mentioned. Go ahead and read it out. Abram became Abraham, all right? The father of multitudes. So when he became Abraham, what he became was the father of multitudes. Now, I'm going to go into God changing the name. He didn't only change his name, but he gave them a meaning. So he's a father of multitude. Okay, go ahead, the next name. Sarai became what? And she was a princess. Go ahead. Jacob became Israel. Go ahead. And also, what does it say? He who struggles with God. Simon became what? And what was Peter? I want to say these things now. Someone said Peter was what? The rock. The rock. See, the word of God starts off like this. I want you to see this. When God created mankind, he created us in his image. Someone say in his image. In his image. So we already had the DNA of Christ. Each and every one of us that came from a woman, before we were born, we were a seed of God. When you were born into existence, you were God's child. But then when we sinned in the garden, we lost our birthright. That's why the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Regardless of what you are and how established you've been in your faith, guess what? We all have sinned. Since the beginning of time, when you look in the Bible, it shows how Adam and Eve conceived and they had children. And them children, they didn't know about sin, but still they fought against one another and killed Cain and Abel. Now, some of us have gone through things in our life, and we have experienced all kind of stuff. And we have experienced, before you were saved, some of us might have done a lot of things. Might have been an abuser. Might have, was in prostitution. Might have been, all kind of sin. Might have been a liar. See, but what I want to tell you is that the scripture says that when he came in your life, he made a real change. Somebody say real change. Reason why change is necessary, because before you were saved, you had another name. And I want to get the people of God to understand that you have a new name when you accept Jesus Christ into your life. So, yes, you might have been the guy on the street selling the drugs. You might have been the one dealing with prostitution. But when God came into your life, he said, I'm going to change your name and forget about everything else that has happened. Now, this is where the enemy tries to come up with stuff. Know what he tries to do? He tries to make you remember your past. And he tries to keep you down because of your past. So I'm going to go to my first scripture. My first scripture is in Revelation 21:4. This is the NIV version. It says, he will wipe away the tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Someone says, has passed away. What are you going through right now in your body? When you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, guess what? The old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Think about your car. If you put the blood on the car, now all of a sudden you're driving a Cadillac. Oh, wow, this feels good. Old things have passed away. Remember how your car was when you first bought it? You loved it. You just couldn't wait to show somebody your car. But how about when it becomes an old thing? The Bible says here that it says here in the Word of God that he will wipe away every tear. There are things that we're going through, church. What are you going through? This is the Word guaranteeing us that he would wipe away your tears. He would dry the tears from your eyes. And he said, I'm going to wipe away death, and I'm going to take away crying and pain. Now, I know you're going through pain right now. I know you're suffering in your body, but I want to talk about how God has changed your name. So now you have the authority over the enemy. And because your daddy is now the Lord, God, your Savior, guess what? The enemy has no power over you. Now, you can't continue to sing I'm victorious if you don't know your name. The reason why it's important to know your name is, think about it. If you don't know your name, when someone calls you, you don't know. You see? You don't know your name, so you can't answer. The enemy has been working hard against the church because God has already begun a name change in your life. He's changing you from what you used to be to where he's taking you now. Some of us have gone through a lot of things before we were saved, and even after we're saved, because we're not walking under the true change of God. Now, change cannot come if you don't believe. This is why the enemy wants to keep the church held back. I'm going to talk about forgiveness because that's part of the way you hold on to your change. A lot of times what we do is we say that God forgave us, but we're not really understanding his word. And I'm going to go there today. I'm going to talk about why does God make such an issue of forgiveness? He makes an issue of forgiveness. First, it says, forgiveness reflects God's character. Someone says God's character. If you go around saying that I'm a man of God or a woman of God, you already should have the character of forgiveness. You should already know how to forgive. What we're seeing today is that we're holding people to their past and we're remembering their old name. We're holding them to what they used to be before God changed them and cleaned them up and put them on a street called straight. But the God that I know, he said, I change everything and I throw it all away. But that's not what the church is doing, even in society today. The Bible says that Jesus said, through loving kindness have I drawn all men. So why is that the church now is broken up and is full of everyone not being diverse? If you look in this place, you got all races right in here. You got African, you got white American, Italian, you got Spanish. We have everyone because that reflects God's kingdom. I want to talk to the church today because he has changed your name. He's beginning a change in you, but that change cannot take place unless you believe and we stop holding things against one another. If you know, the thing is that God wants us to see change. It wants us to understand change. So first, forgiveness reflects God's character. When we forgive, we reflect the Father's love, first of all. We don't reflect our own love. We reflect whose love? The Father's love. The standard is this: forgive as he has forgiven you. Someone said forgive as he has forgiven you. Forgiveness gives us the opportunity to extend to others what God has extended to us. It gives you an opportunity. So many times what we do is God is trying to make a change in someone's life. You know what we do? We remember what they were. You have a son or a daughter that's going through, and maybe they were a mess. Yeah, they were strung out. Yes, they were, you know, stealing your money. Yes, they were doing these things. But then when God came and changed their life, guess what? You don't go back to that. You got to claim who they are now. Now, the enemy doesn't want you to see that. That's the thing. The enemy wants you to see them for what they were instead of what God said, who they are now. This is the thing that's going on even in relationships today, in marriages today. We have so many divorces because we only see one another for what they were instead of who they are now. But I'm going to ask you right now, you got to be changed only through the blood. The blood is what cleanses us from sin. The blood is what's going to make us whole. The word says this: there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So the name change is going to change you and cause you now to walk after the Spirit. So all that other stuff that you used to be accused of, guess what? It doesn't hold. It doesn't hold water. And this is what I want the church to know today. Who are you? You have to know who you are. Yes, when you come to the Lord and you surrendered yourself to the Lord, he is going to make a change in your life. If you turn to Matthew 6, 14 and 15. See, so it's already telling you one thing. If you forgive somebody, he's going to forgive you. I want to talk this. You see how easy it is? But you think about it. Forgiveness should be that easy. But is it? And I'm amazed because we'll come to church Sunday after Sunday and Sunday and repent and ask the Lord in our life, and then we'll go home and talk about our husband. Or go home and not change in front of somebody and let them see the transformation of what God has done in your life. Forgiveness starts with us. The church, we are the light of the world. The world is watching the church right now, and people can't stand it. When you tell people right now you're a child of God, they think that you're hateful. They think that you just have no tolerance. But the blood of Jesus wipes away all sin. Remember the woman at the well? Jesus showed up and knew that she had problems, and she had many husbands. Now think about that. The way we are today, guess what? No, you don't go around there. She had many husbands, and Jesus went to her, the Samaritan. She went and sat down and heard her story. Someone said heard her story. And instead of him judging, he made a change in her life take hold, because he sat there and he talked with her and he shared with her. And then she said, I got to tell you about a man. God is saying to the church that we have to change our identity. And the identity that we need to have is Christ, not politics. You show me in the scripture where it says anything about Democrat or Republican. No, the word says, I draw all men unto me. He says, I'm the gospel of peace. In the last days, it says we're going to see a spirit that's going to come. And this spirit is a spirit of Antichrist. Now, the spirit of Antichrist is going to fool the very elect. That's the ones that knew the word of God. When Jesus was healing on the Sabbath, what happened? When Jesus was healing on the Sabbath, guess what happened? The scribes and Pharisees, that was those that studied the word. The scribes, the Pharisees, the lawyers, the priests, they were mad at Jesus because he was changing things. He was messing with the law. I want the church to know that God is changing somebody's name here as we speak. And God wants us to get out of the way and forgive them. Forgive them. I don't know who you are or where you come from, but it says in the 14th, it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you. Say, it says when they sin against you. That means somebody has messed over you. Somebody has done you wrong. But the transformation of what God is trying to do in your life right now comes through forgiveness. Even the very foundation of salvation starts with what? Forgiveness. It's John 3:16 says, what? So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That was the blood. That was the guarantee. You see, you're not going to perish now. There's a change that is going on in your life, and God is saying that change cannot hold until you learn to forgive. You can't come to the church and say, Lord, I sin, and I want you to change my life. You come here, you become, God is changing you, and then you still continue to judge. You still go down there and talk about, oh, well, you know, I would be, but it's because the way they treated me. God said all things have changed. Old things have passed away. What things are passing away? What I'm talking about is this. The things that has to pass away is the way you think about others around you. If you stop using your thoughts on negativity, see, the things that have to pass away is the things that's taking place in you. Because God is changing your name. That means you got to stop trying to go around people and say, well, I changed, by the way, I'm new now. No, you let the blood come through and show who you are. You let the word of God start to grow in you. Now, what happens is we go through a little bit of change and we expect everyone to receive us right away. But God says, no, I freed you now. Now, I want you to go and forgive somebody. Yes, yes, and you say, what does that have to do with my change? It has a lot to do with your change because guess what? Your change before you were changed, guess what? You didn't forgive. Before God started working in your life, you were mean, hateful. You would curse someone out. But instead, you didn't go to them and say, oh, by the way, I changed. You got to check this out. No, what you did is, you went to that brother or sister that you had a problem with. You went to that family member that you can't stand. And you went there and you said, guess what? I'm going to change. I'm going to love you. I'm going to be different. See, you took responsibility. When we talk about the coming of Christ and the things that he's going to do, when he said, I'm going to wipe away your tears from your eyes and there'll be no more death or mourning or crying. This is what the word of God says he's going to do. Now, right now where we are, there is a change, a transformation going on in the lives of God's people, but we can't hold to it because we don't know our name. We don't know who we are. We don't know who our daddy is. And your daddy is God. So that means if he's your daddy, you have access to everything that's in his word. When Jesus was tempted of the devil, even though he was the son of God, the enemy came in Matthew 4:4. He said, he came and tried to challenge Jesus, but he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He knew who his daddy was. Things was happening. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think the devil stopped trying to tempt him? No. So yes, God is changing your life. He is, church. I want you to understand this. Stop becoming discouraged. Know that change is happening in your life, but you got to already plead the blood over the situation. You got to already say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to work on forgiveness. Because the first change starts with forgiveness. When Jesus was on the cross, and he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know. See, you see how Jesus was? He did not protest. He did not yell from the cross and say something like this. Oh, by the way, all you saints, I want you to go get them after I die. Think about it. You know how we are, Braveheart? Run there. We're like the movie Braveheart. Yeah, you got to go get them, guys, for me, for my nation. No, he was at the cross. He didn't say, I want you to get your gun and your Bible. No. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So even in, at his weakest point, he glorified God. God is saying to the church today, in your weakest state, don't you know that God is changing your name? He is changing how people see you and view you. Before, you used to go into work with an attitude, and when somebody didn't agree with you, all of a sudden you were going to fighting and complaining. And then also they remember you that you would always complain about somebody and would judge on them. But no, now the change is coming. Now the changes started to happen in your life. And guess what? You started off at work forgiving everyone you had a problem with. You see how it works? Now when you started forgiving, guess what? Your language changed. Your thoughts changed. Guess what? Now instead of them saying, or the people at work in the corner says, that's that mean one. that's that liar over there. You know what they started saying? They started saying, they're changing. She's changed. You see what I'm talking about? How many want to see God change you? How many believe that God has already started changing your life? So if he started changing you, you have to understand that God wants you to know that your name is no longer who you were, but he has given you a new name. And he said, the only thing is that we got to change how we see things and how we deal with one another. So it says, for if we forgive other peoples when they sin against you, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. See, so that's what he's saying. So if you have a problem with anyone, you don't get your deliverance until you forgive them. So now, church, who are you in Christ Jesus? You're a child of the King. And the word says here, if you're a child of the Lord, you must forgive. And one thing what we do is we change, or God starts to change our life, we go around and tell people to forgive us. No. No. I know you came to the altar. I know you accepted Christ in your life. Let the change become a transformation. He wants to transform you. Amen. Amen. Let's go on. I have a couple more scriptures, and then I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to keep you long. Let's give God some praise. It says in Luke, it says in Luke 17:3-4, it says, watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Someone say, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Now, the way we are in our old flesh, guess what? We don't do that. If someone ever do you wrong, you gave them two chances. You're like, yeah, they asked me for another dollar. We'll see what happens. Because they never paid it back. And this is their ninth time coming to me. It says in the Bible, forgive them 70 times 7. That's what the words. It does say the word rebuke them. What does rebuke them mean? You have the right to say, listen, you need to do what's right. But you still got to forgive them. And when we do that, church, even for the world today, people are turned off by the church because we're not working from love and kindness. We're telling people that we change, but we're not reflecting the love of God. So the change that has to happen is you're the light of the world. So they're supposed to see a light from your life. Not all this hatred and all this you know, fighting and discourse, but no, a change in your heart. The change is in your heart. And then with that, guess what? Your name starts to change. Now, there was old stories about, remember the stories of the Western stories? Some of you might know it. Jesse James. Anyone hear of Jesse James? Bonnie and Clyde? You remember them stories? Now, you think about them old stories, Westerns. My father watched it. We'll go over his house. He's watching Westerns. And I'm always laughing at them. Now my wife has me watching them. But in these stories, you would see that people knew the individual's name because of what? Their reputation. So everybody already knew what they were getting when you showed up. And I want to let you know that we don't understand this, but the same has happened to you. Some people, they might call you some strange name. You like, where'd that name come from? No, that's what they thought you were sly. They knew you in another state for what you used to do. And you know how we do. We come back and say, oh, no, I changed. You ever see someone, oh, I changed. I just got out of prison. I changed. You've been out for one day. Change does not happen until you're proven. And when you're proven, God will put his name on you. And this is where I want to go with the word, is God is trying to put his stamp on you, his seal on you, his name on you. He wants to change your name. The old name says, I have arthritis. The old name says, I'm sick. The old name says, I need a therapist. But the new name says that I am changed and I'm a new creature and all things that pass away. And behold, all things become new. Somebody praise God right now. All things become new. And guess what? With that newness comes a new reputation.
Praise God. I hope that you enjoy the message today. How God is going to change our name. He makes all things new. Come visit us Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 1850 Manchester, New Hampshire. We're praying that we see you.
Material things.